This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Who's Pinball Wizard was an anthem for the baby boom generation who grew up going to arcades where dozens of pinball machines would be lined up. And in these days of Xbox and PS2, yes, there are still pinball wizards of all ages.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
The Michigan Pinball Expo is coming to Oakland University this week. And joining me now is organizer and longtime pinball player, John Cosmo. Welcome to Stateside, John.
Thank you for having me.
So you have been a pinball player since you were 9. You came in second at the Pinball World Championship in 2007. You are married to a fellow pinball enthusiast. What is it that a player gets from playing pinball that just can't happen, let's say, if you're sitting, you know, there with your Xbox?
Pinball's kind of more like a real, it's a three-dimensional device. You're not escaping into a false world. You're playing and you're still in the real world. The ball's real. You know, the things that you're doing are real. You know, the eye-hand coordination, the geometry. Every pinball machine is basically like a new poker game, where in poker you have a few dozen different poker games to learn. Pinball is basically like learning a new course in golf or a new rule set in poker. You know, it's not just checkers, it's chess. There's just a lot of strategy and a lot of skill involved.
And, of course, you can just appreciate aesthetically the art and the design and the sounds and the music of each machine, because each one really does take you on a different trip, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, that's basically what it is. Each pinball machine has a traditional back glass, and that's kind of like the billboard. And, you know, when you're walking through the arcade and you're walking down Arcade Highway and you look and you see a billboard for, you know, whether it's Avengers or Wizard of Oz or what have you, you know, you're going to walk up to whatever machine interests you and where your interests lie. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. Absolutely is, you know, the artwork and, you know, what themes they pick.
So what's going to happen at the Michigan Pinball Expo over these 4 days?
Wow, there's going to be a lot happening. We're giving away over $20,000 in cash and prizes. We're giving away, courtesy of Able Electronics and Gary Monarch and Jersey Jack Pinball, a brand new Hobbit LE pinball machine, which isn't even built yet. It'll be built, you know, corresponding with the three movies coming out, The Hobbit. And we have just tournaments for every skill level, every age, every gender. We have the Women's Michigan Pinball Championships. We have the Pinball Wizards Pinball Championships for Michigan. We have all our wizard and training tournaments for children on Saturday. And we have even the novice division. So if you've never even played before, you can walk up and still have a chance to win a few $100 playing pinball. We also have vendors that are going to be buying and selling pinball machines. So if you play something that you like, you know, there's probably going to be a price tag on almost everything, and it's for sale. And if you want to take it home, give that opportunity. And then we also have speakers, where we're going to have Jersey Jack from Jersey Jack Pinball, who just made The Wizard of Oz. He'll be speaking at our show. And we'll have some past designers and artists and people that can actually tell you how to fix and maintain your own pinball machine.
And am I correct that you pay at the door, and then there are dozens and dozens of machines that are there to be played as much as you want?
Absolutely. There's no quarters involved here. So unlike a traditional arcade where you walk in and you start dropping quarters on what you want to play,
sure,
you pay a low fee, which at the door would be $15 for kids, $20 for adults, and you can play from 8 in the morning till 12 midnight, and there's no quarters. So every machine will be, you know, at your beck and call, that if you want to just walk up and start playing, you just hit start and you're good to go. And we'll have over 125 pinball machines this year, probably approaching 150, as I'm getting calls every day from people wanting to bring games.
I'm talking with John Cosmo, who's the organizer of the big Michigan Pinball Expo coming up at Oakland University this week. And I kind of think, John, as I think back, that the kids who listened to The Who's Tommy in 1969 and, you know, got hooked on Pinball Wizard are literally grandparents today. Do you see a lot of cross-generational action at the Pinball Expo?
Oh, it's huge. Well, pinball's been around since the 1800s. They used to be called Bagatelle, and then they started having bingo machines where you can nudge the machines and get them to fall in certain holes. And then in 1947, Humpty Dumpty came down the line at Gottlieb, and it had six flippers. Flippers were first introduced at that time.
Hmm.
And ever since 47. So, I mean, you can imagine being a teenager in 47, you know, that covers a wide range from being a teenager in 47 to being a teenager in 2013. So everybody pretty much on the planet has seen or played or been around, you know, while pinball's been out and about. There's just tons of great things about it, and it crosses all ages and all genders. It's just a fun, family-friendly game that just is a lot of good times.
And this is a very family-friendly expo.
It's super family-friendly. You know, we have stools there for kids, so if you have kids that are, you know, sub 3 foot tall, they can hop up on a stool and play a game. You know, we have everyone from grandchildren to grandparents there. Actually, a quick story, parents bring their kids to go up and play, and the kids are all like, kind of like, you know, we don't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. They come down like 3 or 4 hours later, and the kids are kicking and screaming that they don't want to leave. And then a couple hours later, we'll see the same parents back. We'll be like, hey, weren't you just here? Like, yeah, we want to take our kids back home. We left them with the sitter. Now we want to have some time to play ourselves.
For someone who's never played pinball, John, can you give us a sense and describe what it's like to really be in the moment and really have a great pinball session?
It's really like when you get in the zone in pinball, you really feel like you're the luckiest person on the planet because you just feel like the ball's never going to go out. You're hitting every shot you want to hit. You're maximizing your scores. You're maximizing your bonus. The machine's just doing everything that it was programmed to do, and you're making it happen just based off skill with your eye-hand coordination and just, you know, having a great time doing it. You know, when you get these games teed up and maxed out for everything that they're worth, I mean, it's a great light show. The programmers do a great job with the choreography, connecting whatever game it is you're playing with the playing experience. So if you're playing Avengers or Wizard of Oz, you feel like you're walking down the yellow brick road. You feel like you're in the tornado. You feel like the witch is chasing you. They do a great job at, you know, helping you sink into these games, and every game's like its own little universe. So if you're playing one of these themed games, you feel like you're part of the story, whether it's Lord of the Rings, Avengers, Batman, Spider-Man, you feel like you're there, and it's a great escape.
The Michigan Pinball Expo runs from April 4th through the 7th at Oakland University, and you can get all the details at their website. It's mipinball.com. That's mipinball.com. And we've been talking with organizer John Cosmo. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you for having me. We really appreciate you guys covering us.